This is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, gang out there, and welcome back to the good old Hard Feelings podcast, everybody. It's not the good feelings. It's not the nice, warm, cuddly feelings. You want that bullshit. Go call your grandma.
This ain't okay? Your mother's feelings.
That's right. This is the hard feelings. The tough stuff, baby. I'm your host.
Jagged around the edge.
Don't cut off the host. I'm your host, H. Foley. Sitting to my left is a good pal of mine. He's a stand-up comedian here in New York City of some note. It sounds like Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, thanks for having me this week. I appreciate it. Happy to be here, buddy.
Thank you, man. Happy to have you here. Welcome to the new studio here at the OG Podcast Network.
Guys, we have to make a sad announcement.
Ooh, it's Carmine Spaghetti.
He got whacked. They thought he was getting made. He walked in and pew, pew.
Carmine Spaghetti, unfortunately, crashed his Alfa Romeo in the Italian Alps this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Rest in peace.
All they found was a little olive oil and a mustache comb.
Yeah. So moving forward, Carmine Spaghetti will be kaput. If you capiche, you know what I mean?
Don't ask.
He's swimming with the fishes.
He's gone. There's nothing we can do, and that's that.
And that's that.
So
if it could have been anybody, tell Donnie I wanted to be him.
Currently, we have a new producer and programming director, Dan the Man.
Dan the Man. This is perfect.
Let me tell you something.
His name should be Johnny on the fucking spot.
Taking control.
He came in. Shut up. You're gay. Boom, pow, bing.
Sliding on the seat. Man,
he's a good looking
burly. Taking control.
He's got the big beard, burly guy.
So that's it. Onward and upward here at the OG Podcast Network here on
the
Hard Feelings
Podcast. I came this far to let you motherfuckers stop me now.
That's right.
Never stop.
Worst behavior, Kevin. So here we are.
Beautiful day, baby.
In New York City. We're back from last week. Thank you for everybody who listened last week. Everybody that sent in emails, asking questions, going back and forth with us on Twitter. Please don't forget to go on iTunes. All right. Review us. 5-star us. Share the podcast with a friend, everybody. Okay. If you want to email us, get a little question going, get a little letter for the old grudge of the week.
Grudge of the week.
That's right. The grudge of the week.
I don't like it. It's 290s.
Hardfeelingspod@gmail.com, everybody.
Or DM on Instagram. We just got one as we were walking in the building. DM on Instagram, DM on Twitter.
You like that, don't you?
What?
Woo, then the DMs, huh?
Slip and slide in that bad boy. Wiki, wiki.
Couple of DPs in there.
Oh, yeah.
Boing. Talk about hard feelings. Anyway, Kevin and I, again, spending way too much time together this week.
Not really, have we? No, I saw you for like 45 minutes at a show at a club on Saturday, and that's that.
Oh,
and that's that.
Yes and in me. Jesus Christ.
And we're back, everybody.
I was waiting for you to say something.
I know.
Ah, sitting.
I know timing.
Learning to sit in the silence.
I know timing when I see it.
You don't know nothing. I feel like we've been dealing with each other because we've been going back and forth on a project that we're working on.
A lot of back and forth on the old proyecto.
Mm-hmm.
As the Spaniard, as they say in Colombia.
Which you're on your way to.
Woo! When this drops, I'll be fucking knee deep in some bam bam. Ay, papi. La bala de plata.
Kippy will be nose deep in some Colombian azúcar. Huh? You gonna party down there?
Oh, yeah. It's legal. You're allowed to carry like two G's on you.
Is it?
Yeah, you're allowed to carry. It's like decriminalized. Or like everybody here allowed to carry like 2.1 grams or something on you.
You're kidding.
No.
You're allowed to carry blow on you in Colombia.
Parte favors, baby.
The podcast is a cancialde. I'm coming.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Got the good shit.
I might have had some friends who went down not too long ago.
You're allowed to have. They're just letting you do blow in Colombia.
Yeah.
Well, how do they think they're going to get out of that mess?
Well, I don't think they have any intentions to, Fatso.
When you start handing out free coke, that's when you know.
You're greasing the wheels down there. I mean, they don't hand it out to you. You don't get off at the plane and they're like, hey, you know what I mean? Mum's the word.
If coke was legal here, you know we'd be on our way down, right?
What, if it was legal here?
Yeah.
Be a lot of tax revenue.
Really?
On blow?
Yeah.
Fucking, there'd be $4 million from you alone.
Valued customer. H. Foley.
Yeah.
No shit.
That's what I heard. Yeah, unless they were just huge cokeheads, and that's what they said. I swear to God, it's legal.
Just trying to get you busted down there. So you're going down to Columbia for a German wedding.
I don't do the cocoa bean.
The Germans are in town. The cocoa bean. The Germans are in town again.
Sure.
Fucking nightmare. I don't know how you do it.
There's a lot of them. Yeah.
Germans?
oh, buddy, is there? I think they're all staying in my apartment. No, there's there's a lot of people coming in and out because we're all going down to Columbia on Thursday. When they're leaving Wednesday, we leave Thursday, you know.
Why did a German decide to get married in Columbia?
She's half Colombian, half German.
Yeah, that's no such thing.
Yeah.
How's that possible?
And she works in Turkey. Figure that out.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know. So, yeah, man, these Europeans are all... I work in pierogies, huh?
I was just talking about pierogies the other night.
They're so underrated.
No hard feelings there.
No, all love with the pierogi fat. Do you do the onions? I do like the potato and cheese. That's what I like.
The onions. You do pierogies in a pan with onions.
Sometimes they're in there.
Yeah, whatever's in there. I don't give a shit what's in there.
An old shoe.
It doesn't matter.
An old New Balance.
As long as I got a dollop of sour cream and some butter to fucking slap on there.
Forget about it.
Fantastic.
Love the good pierogi.
German Colombian.
Yeah.
Is it who is it? Your girl's friend?
No, my mom's cousin. Yeah, it's my girl's friend. Who the fuck do you think it would be?
So one of her girlfriends is getting married in Colombia. All right. What's the husband?
German. Yeah.
So they're coming over, they're getting married. All right.
Yeah, they're going back to her family's hometown or so to get married in Bogota.
Oh, man. What's her
Which
dad?
I found out I got bamboozled. First hard feelings. Apparently, I'm going down, fucking, you know, I'm going to have my fucking Hawaiian shirt on, my Bermudas, pair of white fucking boat shoes.
Zinc on the nose.
Oh, buddy, I got the hat. I look like fucking Newman in Jurassic Park when he meets that guy.
Got Dotson here. Got Dotson. See, nobody cares.
Here we're going to Bogota. That's in the mountains, and it's like the highest temperature it's going to get is like 62 degrees. I'm like, it's fucking colder than here.
I don't like this at all, to be honest with you.
And then we're going to Cartagena. Hey, papi.
What are you
going to
do there?
Apparently, her family has like a private island that we're going to go stay at.
Oh, so they're rich. So they're drug dealers. That's what they are.
Hey. Who you been talking to?
That's what it sounds like.
No.
House in the mountains in Bogota. Not private island in Cartagena. Get the fuck out of here. Who you hanging with?
Don't be saying that. Jesus Christ.
I'm calling Comey. I don't like this shit.
Comey?
Yeah.
Who's that, a knockoff Comey?
No, Comey.
I know.
Yeah. Muller. I don't like this.
Isn't it Mueller?
Whatever.
Bueller.
No, it's Mueller. Robert Mueller.
It's Mueller.
No, it's not Mueller. Just spelled like that.
Let me muller this over. Kippy's hot.
Hey, she was a real Mueller, huh?
Okay, I don't know. Talking about your prom date? Spitting at you?
Camels spit at you.
Yeah, whatever.
The hookers when you don't pay them, all right? But that's neither here nor there. That's nobody's business. So listen. We were talking to a friend of ours about this kind of stuff on Saturday.
Who?
It doesn't matter. The zipping around, the flying around, all that kind of stuff. What kind of plane are you taking into the mountains in fucking Colombia? I'm not coming to get you.
Yeah, you said that the other day.
You think I'm coming in there?
And I think the funniest thing is, you think you would be my call.
I would be the guy who would get it done.
Yeah, he'd be in line for a passport. Fucking 9 weeks later.
Kippy, I need 3 weeks, buddy. Hang on.
Kippy, do you know where I can get a money order? Saying certified check. Can I use your Venmo? Can you Venmo me?
No, I have the money. I need the upfront just to get it. You know how much an AK-47 costs? I got to come down there and get you out of here.
If you had to gear up to get me out of being kidnapped in Colombia, what would you do? What would your first move be? I call you. I say, Foley, fuck. They want, and not even like an unattainable number, well, for you.
They want $400.
They want $20.
I just hang up on you.
Oh, buddy, you're on your
break,
own.
Don't buddy.
No, they want $100,000.
All right, I like this.
They want $100,000.
But I'm not giving the $100,000. I'm just going in hard and fucking taking.
So where's the $100,000? Oh, so you're going down under false pretense. You're going to gear up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to strap up.
No, I'm going to gear up when I get down there.
You're just fucking knee deep in blow. They said 2 grams. It's not a relapse if it's legal.
I'm all cooked up.
Yeah, Kevin, no, Kevin, it's fine. I'm on my way. Kevin, don't worry about it.
I got to come down.
We're going to have a picnic in the park tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
All right, you want to know how I'm going to do it? Okay, so where do they have you?
In the mountains.
They have you in the mountains?
Not like up. I'm in a shed in the mountains. Okay. I'm gettable. That's why I called
you. Now,
these aren't... You know I would never call you.
These
right?
aren't company guys, are they? Do they work for the cartel or are they just fucking low-level tough guys?
Company guys?
Yeah, do they work for the operation? Because I'm not fucking around with the cartel. You don't
company
slap the hand.
Company guys,
you don't
operation?
Slap the hand to feed you. You know what
hey,
I mean?
Hey, relax, narcos, will you? Jesus Christ.
I'm asking you a question.
Pena.
Your friend is dead.
Slowly smoking a crackling
Who
cig.
Is it? Low levels?
Low levels. They got me, though.
All right. They got guns. They're strapped, as they say.
You think I'm just going to let these pussies take me without some chrome on them?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you would.
No, fuck out of here. I flex on them. They're all little guys. Fucking flex on them.
Fucking midget. Get out of here.
Cartel guys, I'm rolling over. Hey, but hey, I'll give you the number to the big guy. I'll call the richest guy I know. Hey, listen.
All right. So... I got to come down there and get you. So I hop a flight out of Miami. That's
why Miami? Because
it's cool. I don't know.
How you getting to Miami? The Greyhound? you're going to travel to Miami, party for a little bit, say what's up, shake some hands, meet some people.
My buddy Blair lives down there. I want to go see what he's up to. I haven't seen him since high school. Because I'm coming in. You got to come in under the radar. First, I dye the hair. I go blonde. All right? I come in from Miami.
We got dots in here.
I come in from Miami under the guise as a reporter. Okay?
Would you eat the camera?
I'm going to get a camera.
Why are you making this harder? Just buy a flight for $600 and then you're down there. Then you can gear up down there for cheap. Everything's on the cheap down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm going to gear up when I get down
but
there.
But why are you going to Miami?
Because they'll see me coming. What do you mean if I just come right from New York? They'll know I'm coming to get you.
But you're going there under the pretense you're making the drop.
Making what drop?
Of the money.
Oh, that's why you wanted me to come down. No, I'm just coming in under the radar and just coming in kicking ass.
Yeah, but they're going to call you. I'll be like, hey, Foley, I need $100,000. Then you come in like, all right, I'm on my way, but you don't get the cash. You're going to come in guns blazing. Hey, psh, psh, 2 for you. Hey, tough guy. Psh. And they're going to be bad guys, so they'll have terrible aim. You know what I mean? Every bad guy movie ever. The spray in the wall,
like an
the
Asian
ceiling.
Guy with an Uzi.
Oh my God! Hey, buddy, target practice, will you? You're walking around the rafters all day. You think you get a little target practice?
Those guys never hit Schwarzenegger once.
No, that kid, them or Stallone.
Look at you.
Yeah, but whatever. Let's get into some hard filions here. I got a couple of little bits we can jump into. They might be good starting point.
I got something right off the bat for you. Coming up the stairs at the subway, guys sitting in the middle of the stairs on the railing. That's at fucking rush hour. Just on his
they're
phone.
They're just animals. They're animals. Was he homeless or no?
No, regular guy.
Yeah, just regular dude.
Just didn't give a fuck. Just, you know, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to sit here. I could have easily just grabbed his backpack and just pulled him back. He would have broke his fucking neck. Or just fucking, you just pushed him. Anything. Yeah. It's just like, are you asking for a physical altercation?
Well, that's a good step into what I have. Because I saw somebody lose it the other day.
Oh, new section on the podcast.
Randos losing it. This guy talking.
Sucker Punch Tuesday.
I was so happy at the way this was fucking going down.
Oh, you actually saw a man handle something? Is that what it is?
Oh,
instead
buddy.
Of a couple of girls like us?
Who let people fucking take advantage of them and then go up into a 17-story studio and complain about it?
Okay. Got a splitting headache right now, by the way.
So, I'm walking over there on I'm in Midtown somewhere.
Over where?
In Midtown somewhere. I don't know. I'm somewhere. I'm a busy
like
guy moving, shaking.
I'm walking over there, you know.
So there's like a building, like a professional building, like an office building where like so this is what I walk up on. There's this huge, huge Russian dude.
Wait a minute. That was like an Alzheimer's story. You're all over the place. Let me see if I get this straight. You're over in Midtown going to a building.
I'm walking by a building, and this is happening at the office building.
What? Okay.
All right?
All right.
There's this huge Russian guy. What are you not following?
I don't know.
There's a huge Russian guy. I can tell he's Russian because he's got a flat head in the back.
That's how you tell.
Classic Ruski.
Russian baby head.
Oh, my God. That thing.
Our cat has that.
What?
Yeah. Our cat has Russian baby head.
From what?
It's just flat.
You sit on him?
No. When you push down her hair, she has Russian baby head.
Oh, whatever.
That's what we call a little stinky.
That was my bit, anyway. You're just taking my bit.
Fair enough.
And making it a house bit at your place. I don't like that.
Well, you tell the guys in Columbia all about it.
Residuals. That's all I need. So I walk up, and he's screaming at there's three guys. Two guys that work for the building, and another guy, like, sweeping. And this guy sweeping's just pure watching. The two guys in the building, they're like, inside. This is going on, like, at the doorway. Like, you know, two are in right inside.
They're wearing, like, the janitor's costume.
The janitor's, exactly. Like, the, you know, similar shirt to what you're wearing right now. with, like, the name tag.
Russ.
Jose.
Yeah.
So it was a little guy.
Dan.
Little Latino guy.
Okay.
And he was the main guy where all of this anger was getting pointed
at. What's the
at.
Russian guy wearing?
He's, like, he's a messenger. He's got a messenger bag on.
Oh, okay.
Big. But fucking behemoth of a guy.
Young guy, though.
Younger, like in his 30s, but okay. Like, I'm talking like 6'6", like fucking just big Iron Curtain looking guy.
Okay.
Shorts on, and he's got the messenger bag around him. And I guess there was some sort of altercation.
Well, can I interject here?
Yeah, buddy.
Sometimes those guys are fucking huge dicks.
Who?
The fucking guys that run the buildings.
That's exactly where this is going.
Okay.
So this is what I was able to piece together. The guys that run the building were being fucking assholes to him, specifically this little Latino guy, right? And now there's another just regular looking white dude next to him who's just like, fuck.
Sweeping.
There's a black guy sweeping.
Okay.
Jose's getting yelled at. White guy's like, it's his coworker, so he's just there. He's like, oh, fuck, I'm in this.
This all adds up.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, this is not going great. He doesn't want to be there. He's not doing any. He's trying to control the little Latino guy.
Okay.
And this little Latino guy is like 5'5".
Hot.
Smoking body. Tight little keister on him. So, dude, this big Russian dude's standing over top of him. And he's going, just admit I would beat the balls off of you. And I'm like.
But so he's not Russian.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, what
well,
do you
do
mean?
Do the accent.
He's not. I don't even think he had a Russian accent.
Okay.
So he's going, which is just admit I would beat the balls off you is more degrading than actually punching the guy. Cause mm-hmm. you're making him, dude, you're putting that person in such a bad position of having to be like, yeah, you would fuck me up or get fucked up. There's no like,
I'm getting fucked up in that situation.
So what do you just swing on him?
No, let him swing on you. And you call the cops.
Yeah, but then what, do you just sit there? Like, he's literally standing over top of him. He's going,
no, just tell me the story.
He's standing over top of him. He's going, just admit that I would fuck you up. And he's going, oh, and like, the little Latino guy's like, trying to like, act like he would do, like he's going to do something. So like, the white guy's like, hey, buddy, don't do anything. You know what I mean? And the black guy's just sweeping like, oh, buddy, this is going to be a hootenanny over here.
He sees a promotion.
Yeah, he's like, ah, one less guy. Someone's climbing the corporate ladder. So the guy's standing over, he's going, there's no need to be a fucking jerk off about it. He goes,
who said this?
The big guy.
Yeah.
So that's why I think something happened at the front desk.
Yeah. People trying to act like fucking tough.
Because they got
guys.
That little power, they're working the turnstile
I'm
or whatever.
I'm telling you.
And it's like, dude, a lot of times it's not even a fucking turnstile.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
You look at an ID or hey, you got to sign in. All right, I got to write fuck you on the sheet. They don't check or anything. You know what I mean? Sign in my ass. So the big Russian dude is just standing over top and he's going, admit that I'd fuck you up. Just fucking admit it. He goes, admit it. And the guy's going, he's like, come out. He's like, take a step out here. And the guy wouldn't step out. He's like, still staying in the building. And I was like, oh, buddy, this big Russian motherfucker is taking charge. He's not, he's letting it all out. He's on the front line. He's in the trenches. He's going, yo, you want to be an asshole? Let's fucking go right now. 9:30 in the morning. Let's just fucking square up and duke it out on 59th Street. And that's the kind of guy Kippy can get behind.
Well, he's actually here in the studio.
Oh, my God.
Some fucking...
But those doormen do that shit.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, because I have to interact with a lot of them for auditions and shit like that. The doormen at, like, the professional buildings.
Yeah.
The other day.
Well, dude, you know, they're making, like, not that there's anything wrong with it, but, like, you're making literally minimum wage. And it's like, you're going to sit there and be an asshole to a messenger who's also making minimum wage? You know what I mean? It's not like he's some rich prick that's in here, like, you know, like, everybody's just working, trying to get by. And, like, you're trying to fucking flex on somebody. Like, the fuck's your problem?
Yeah, this lady was like, she made you do every single line on the fucking manifest. Like well, what is this, the fucking Titanic?
Yeah.
And then, you know how, like, crazy people get, like, working those jobs? Like, she was, like, arguing with somebody that wasn't even there. She's like, I tell them all the time that when they come in, and, you know.
Oh, that's the word. Oh, do you, lady? Like, your job, you're carrying this fucking cross? Shut the fuck up.
And then some guy came for a delivery, and she wouldn't let him fucking deliver because he had the fucking, the hand truck. She's like, no, you got to come back at 4. It's like fucking, it's like literally 15 minutes. And it's just like, let the fucking guy in. Like, no, I tell him all the time. I
tell him you can't.
Fucking shut up. He's
just trying to get home to his fucking wife and kids that he probably fucking hates.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah, I don't know, but those doormen can be fucking pretty shitty. So that was one little thing.
However, bike messengers historically
they can be fucking assholes too, for sure. But this guy was just calm, and like he was even saying like there's no need. If he would have been like losing it, you know what I mean, like punching or screaming or whatever, he was just calm and like, buddy, admit that I would fuck you up right now, or come the fuck outside. You know what I mean? He's like, there's no need to be a fucking asshole. Let's go. You know what I mean? Like the guy was standing like guarding his castle. It's like, buddy, you're gonna be an asshole. You're gonna be that much of an asshole to somebody for a building you don't even have, you don't even own.
Well, here's the thing.
It's not your apartment.
I get that there could be. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. What the fuck? I gotta coach into that. You don't say God bless you to somebody?
I was busy.
Talk about what, picking scabs on your elbow.
I was itching.
Ugh. Anyway, he might have a boss. Excuse me for sneezing, everybody. He might
write in.
He might
send some pepper.
He might
send an envelope full of pepper. Care of H. Fatty.
You know what makes me hungry when somebody says salt, pepper, ketchup? Salt, pepper, ketchup. You get that in your sandwich? Salt, pepper, ketchup.
I love the way the Latinos do that. Salt, pepper, ketchup, papi.
Oh,
salt, pepper, ketchup, papi.
Please put it on there.
Salt and pepper, papi. Oh, chicken cheesesteak.
Ooh.
Fries.
Look, a good cheesesteak hoagie. Anyway, you might have a boss in the building that's a fucking dick. That's why these guys are acting like that. But mostly,
yeah.
Not.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, if that guy's acting like a dick, you know what it's like. You don't then be a dick to someone else. You'd be like, hey, man, listen, I get it. A little fucking compassion. That's all.
This actually falls into the overlying theme of the podcast this week, which is a little delicate, but it's just fucking annoying, and I'm just sick of it. It's like, yeah, just people fucking acting like assholes. Like, there was a couple stories over the last a week. Obviously, the white lady that fucking called the cops on the two black guys.
I just watched that video.
What
for the first time? That lady, that's so unneeded to be like, that lady's such a piece of shit. Like, what is wrong with you?
She's a fucking loser.
And oh, like, my God. Dude, she didn't even have a fucking reason when they were like, she's like, it costs money. And the lady's like, how? She's like, well, with the dispose of the calls, the kids, and it costs them more money. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
If you're calling the police, at least, even if you're making something up, at least make it up before you fucking call the police.
There was that, and there's the white girl at fucking Yale that called the cops on the black girl that was sleeping in the common area.
I saw that. I didn't follow.
Everyone's going to fucking hate us. What the fuck is wrong with these people?
Sure, but at the same time, someone pointed out, too, that
here we go.
No. Hate us is like, I mean, you're now doing this thing where you're lumping fucking white people into this. And at the same time, the person recording the lady called the cops on the picnic was a white woman.
Yeah. Sticking up for the black guys. That's the way it
should be. Sticking up for non-assholes. Yeah, sticking up for the black guys, but it's like, you can't sit there and say everybody's going to hate us when at the same time, it's, you know, somebody who was white was also being like, no, this lady's being an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I don't think.
White people look shitty these days.
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, totally.
That's my point.
Totally. And a lot of them are. But so are a lot of fucking people.
There's two or three cool guys out there.
Yeah.
No, one thing I don't think you have to look into is that lady's obviously mentally ill. She's definitely on some kind of medication.
Those glasses were cool, though.
Anybody wearing a pair of Oakleys like that.
They probably had the string on the back. Oh, my God.
Dude, those things
Those things were Dog the Bounty Hunter. Wolf.
She was hot, though.
Yeah, she looks like you if you lost a couple of pounds.
She looked like an Indian warrior or something like that. It was weird that she was...
Indian warrior?
I don't know. She had like...
Native American.
Okay,
let's
whatever.
Come on.
Alaskan. She looked Alaskan.
Inuit. No, you can't say that anymore.
Isn't that when you... Inuit. That's when you can't get your pee-pee up. Isn't it?
No, what is that?
Inuit. Inuit's an Indian type. A Native American.
Jesus, stop saying Indian, pop-pop. No, Inuit is Alaskan, but they don't like that. Not they don't like that. That's not PC anymore.
All right, whatever.
Whatever. I see. Yeah, she was a little. She had an odd, and she didn't look stereotypically white.
There you go.
But that haircut, lady. What are you doing with that hoodie?
Those Oakleys.
Fucking.
That's the racist.
Queer eye for the racist, lady. Let's go.
Anybody
tighten it up a bit.
I've never liked Oakleys ever.
No, if you were an outfielder in the 90s, maybe.
Dude, that is
not anymore, though.
Wearing Oakleys, you are a douchebag.
Fucking loser.
What is that all
about? Couple
of
fucking dweebs rolling around. Get out of here.
But yeah, that's
that shit's whack.
The whole situation, man. It's like, you know, we keep talking about this, but like, why the fuck are people still acting like this? How come people aren't getting the message?
Well, it's also all of this stuff, right? So now people are like, you know, there's white people reading these articles and being like, I would have fucking done the same thing.
What?
You know? Yeah, for sure.
So they
said that lady's seeing that the white lady that called the cops on the two black guys that were grilling.
Mm-hmm.
That lady is seeing the temperature of what's going on in the media and Facebook and all this stuff and in the world, like all everything, just like the culmination of all this shit. And she's going, she's siding with Whitey. She's going, oh, that's not going to fly in my neighborhood. Then, you know, she's telling herself that. That's the conversation she's having at dinner with her white fucking douchebag friends and the conversation she's having with her fucking husband who's probably looks like you and, you know, all this shit. So it's just like reiterating all of this, you know, racist fucking bullshit in her head. And then when she sees two black guys grilling, she's like, this is my fucking stand. Not in my neighborhood. That's exactly what happens. Oh, then you see how fucking victim white woman she fell into?
In a second.
Oh my God, that made my step. I made me laugh, like how insane that was. She's like, the cops are like, oh, Jesus Christ, lady, you're killing me.
See, the thing about the cops is when the cops, like, if I saw that, okay? If I got to the scene and some fucking lunatic had called the police, I would go after the lunatic, not the guy's fucking... cooking.
But what happened? Did they stay? I don't know.
I'm sure they didn't. I hope they didn't get in trouble.
No, I doubt it.
Maybe they were cooking up something nice, too. How can you get mad at that?
That guy said he's been grilling there for 43 years. First of all, like, what kind of fucking...
Yeah, I'll take a rib or
what
something.
What kind of asshole do you have to be...
Two hours she sat there.
...to see somebody enjoying themselves and going, oh, I got to put an end to this. That's... crazy. I could see if it was like a huge party that was going on to the late night.
Well, they had a big party there.
The next day or a few days later. Fucking awesome. Brilliant. My hat's off to you. That's like when Mike Pence got, I think it was like all the gay guys threw a huge rave outside of Mike Pence's house.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, like dongs flying everywhere.
Oh, Mike Pence, the...
No, the quarterback.
I was thinking of Hunter. I don't know why.
Oh, Hunter, you're on a first name basis with him?
Mr. Pence?
Yeah. But yeah, like, what kind of asshole do you have to be? If you see someone fishing, sleeping, they're just enjoying having a barbecue. Like, what do you think could be going wrong there? I do not get it. I just genuinely do not get it.
So do you think it is racism or you think it's mental illness?
Oh, it's racism, for sure. For sure. It's a part of racism. Yeah.
So if it's two white guys grilling, she's not saying anything.
My bet, this is my theory, is 100% no.
So now, does she get in trouble for doing that, for calling the cops?
See, what am I, the comptroller? I don't fucking know.
What's a comptroller?
I don't think so, no.
People should get in trouble for doing that kind of stuff. If you do that, because she said they were on the wrong lines on some map or something like that.
But yeah.
If it turns out they're not, she should fucking get a fine or something like that. She wasted fucking police resources for 2 hours. She called 911. Fucking cop had to come over. Backup had to come over.
Yeah, but then like if
Sarge
you're like...
Sarge had to
sure,
come
but
down.
Then if you're like, oh, someone's doing something, I'm not sure if it's a crime, I don't want to call because I might be fucking liable for these funds. You know what I mean? Like, then people aren't going to call the cops when actual stuff happens.
People shouldn't call the cops. What do you call the cops for?
I'm trying to think. I have called the cops a couple of times.
Have you?
I locked my keys in my car at the gas station. And
sketchy neighborhood.
Richboro, Pennsylvania, at the Exxon. Used to sell me cigs underage. No big deal. Suleiman was his name. I'm not
Jesus.
Irish. What?
You're snitching?
He's been out of the country for a long time, Miss Suleiman.
That's why everybody doesn't like us.
I was like, hey, man, I locked my keys in the car. And he's like, yeah, you got to get that out of here. And I'm like, well, my cell phone's in there. I'm like,
well, who said you got to get that out of here?
The guy, Suleiman. He's like, you got to move the car, man. You're taking up a pump.
Oh, you locked your keys
in
the
car,
car
at
the
gas
pump.
Station. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, dude, there's fucking 25 pumps. We're living in a suburban town. Like, we'll be all right. So he's like, yeah, you got to go, you know. And
that's
so,
it?
No. So he's like, he calls. I was like, well, my phone's in the car, too. I can't even call my... And that was back then. Like, I was like, I knew three numbers. You know what I mean? I'm like, I know my mom, my house. I know my mom's work. And
you don't know any numbers now.
My Aunt Sally. No, I mean, ones that haven't changed since I was a kid. That's it.
You know your mom's number?
Yeah.
What is it?
1-800. Go fuck yourself.
Gadoosh. 1-800. Bing, 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 bing. Gadoosh, 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 gadoosh.
You done?
A little bit.
Jesus. So he dials... He's like, well, we'll call the cops and see if they can break in. I'm like, all right, well, do you know the number? And he's like, yeah. And he dials 911 and hands me the phone. And they're like, 911, what's the emergency? I'm like, well, this is not an emergency. I apologize off the bat, but my car. She's like, yeah, this isn't the number you call. I'm like, I know, Suleiman did it. So then the cops had to come and break into my car for me.
Broke into your car with the Slim Jim or just
yeah, but he couldn't do it. And then...
sound like a white chick. He couldn't do it.
He couldn't.
Oh, that's another thing.
Hold on. He couldn't do it. So there was this other gentleman walking by, and he was looking. So now there's like a bunch of people like watching the cop with the Slim Jim in the car trying to flick the lock. And the guy's like, you're doing it all wrong. You got to come in from this way and this way and this way. And he goes, can I try it? And the cop's like, well, it's your car. Do you mind if you try? I'm like, hey, if I can go for it. And then for 2 seconds, he had popped it, and I was in there smoking my Marlboro Milds. Later.
Ew.
Marlboro Milds, a blue pack? They were the menthol.
Ugh.
What do you mean, ugh?
You smoke menthol?
I did for a long time. Started out on Noopies.
Trash.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, fucking Northeast suburban trash.
Newports.
Nope.
And an Arizona.
And an Arizona Grape Buy? Buddy. My 95 Chevy Lumina had about fucking 9 empty packs of Marlboro Milds and 25 empty Grape Buy cans tossing around in the back.
No, here's the thing.
Tell me the thing. Can you wake up a little bit? Yawning?
I yawned once. I apologize.
Yeah, fucking tighten it up.
I am fucking tightening it up. What are you, been going hard the whole podcast? Get off your phone. Kevin! Here's the thing that I got. Okay, and you can say it's not. People are looking at us like we fucking stink. White people just keep doing stupid shit and fucking.
Sure, man. Well, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of fucking. What are you going to send out a mass message? Hey, white people, stop doing stuff. They're going to do it.
That's what we should do. Because how about that fucking idiot Nicole, whatever her name is, Arbor, that shitbag comedian from Canada.
God, and she tried to redo This Is America. But she put it under the guise like four women, so she can't get that much slack because then like you're shitting
Which
on
is fucking
you know
bullshit.
And it's fucking come on, lady.
That's somebody capitalizing on something.
Of course, wasn't she the one doing the fat people thing too a while ago? That got in trouble. That girl fucking sucks.
Sucks.
And how
are these people successful?
That polar bear that called the cops on the people fucking grilling sucks.
What polar bear?
She looks like a polar bear. She was as cold as ice, willing to sacrifice the grill. I went with the law. She's sacrificing the law. Yeah, whatever. I got a few more things here.
What a fucking douchebag move.
Yeah, man, people fucking
and
suck.
And she doesn't
that
give a shit.
That's going to be happening forever. Forever. You think there's going to be an end to that? There's no fucking way. No way there's going to be an end to that.
I don't want to be a white guy anymore. I'm going to get away from it. It's no good.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
Or do something. Got to do something here. People are acting like
lose a little weight, get a haircut, some new clothes, do something.
I did get a haircut. I got my brows done too. You didn't notice that?
Oh, I did. I saw you the other night.
Fucking nice.
Oh my god!
You need to get that done. You should get your brows hooked up for this wedding.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Sure. Whatever Home Depot takes appointments, you can get them done at. Fucking things. Woo!
Stop by Hackinger's.
Me.
Dude, there's this fucking guy.
Dude, it feels great.
There's
though.
A bodega by my apartment where we go in, and this guy's eyebrows are like Uncle Leo's from Seinfeld. Dude, they're all the way up, and they're like thick, bushy, and then he tweezes them, and it's like fucking crazy looking. It's legit. I have to stop going in there because I'm like, I can't not look at this. Like, they're that bad, you can't look away.
He tweezes them?
That was my theory. So then one time it was the closest one. I was going to walk home from the subway or something. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to pop in here and grab a drink. I popped in. And it's his whole family's there, and they all have the same
fucked up.
Dude, I swear to God, Googe, right in. You know the guy I'm talking to. Dude, the daughter's got him, the son, the uncle, the brother, the little baby's got him. Dude, it's fucking crazy. I think it's a big joke. Dude, everybody, it's like there's something wrong in their bloodline. Or they got the bad brows.
The wife doesn't have it though, right?
I didn't meet the wife. I guess not, or maybe that's what attracted them. You know what I mean? Like, oh, look at your eyebrows.
Look at your eyebrows.
Yeah, but then I got another thing. I was in the West 4th Diner. You're familiar.
I've been there many a night, my friend.
For the listeners, for the new listeners, you know, we're a couple of stand-up comic chums, and we run around town doing the old stand-em-ups. And a lot of times, we spent a lot of time in our earlier years in New York hanging out in the Village. Not so much anymore, but a lot of time down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd always, you know, do some shows, have a couple of pops, and we'd always meet at, you know, we'd always link up at the diner or go a good diner session. You talk shit on other comedians. You talk shit on politics, whatever. Just good stuff.
Not a bad piece of sausage they put out over at the West 4th Street.
Body.
Fat and juicy.
Oh, my God. Plump. Those things.
Cut
I call
right
them the H. Foley cuts.
Thick cut.
So I popped in there last week. Had a spot after work or so. And, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll go in there. I have an hour to kill. I'll get a cup of Joe. I'll write. It's my old haunt, my old stomping grounds. I've been in there hundreds of times. I have spent $10,000 in that place.
No, come on. Not
yeah.
10 grand.
Yeah, for sure. Over the past fucking 5 years?
$10,000.
Dude, you go in there by yourself. It's 20 bucks a clip. Let's do the math.
$10,000?
Yeah.
I'd say 5,000, maybe.
That's what you spend on a meal.
I like the pancakes. What do you want from
me? All right, so 10 grand. I could be off on this.
Yeah, you're way off.
Divided by, let's say, 20 bucks a meal.
Okay.
500 meals.
500 meals in 5 years? That's only 100 meals a year. That's a lot.
That's a lot. I'll give you. That's one every 3 or 4 days.
So you've maybe spent 3-4 grand there. Whatever.
Whatever. Spent a lot of fucking money there, right?
Okay.
These people know me. They say hi when I walk in. It's the same fucking guys that have been there. I walk in. I go, hey, a cup of coffee? Sure, no problem. Hey, you want to see the menu? No, I'm
good. Are you Sebastian?
You see these people? I'm like, no, I'm good.
Take my shoes off.
I'm just hanging out. I'm writing. Okay, no worries. It switches. They got my shift switches, and now I got a new guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, he's like, hey, you know, something. As he's walking by, I'm like, oh, can I get a refill? And he comes back, he goes, no free refills on coffee. I go, no free refills on coffee? What am I, Johnny the Jerk-Off all of a sudden? He goes, only if you buy something else do you get the free refill on coffee. He goes, but I can give you a little. Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Waiter. You're giving
give
me
you
a little.
And how much did he pour you?
A half. He topped me all. You know what I mean? I was like, I had like a fucking inch left in my cup, and he gave me like a half a cup. For coffee. He acts like it's coming out of his bottom line.
Wow.
Coffee. Here's have you ever thing. Heard that?
No, yes.
No free refills on coffee.
Yes, I have recently in New York diners. I've heard
what
that.
What the fuck? First of all, New York diners are dying. They're 20, 25 bucks a clip to eat in there. That's the antithesis of what a diner is.
Mm-hmm.
Diner's supposed to be cheap eats. Eggs, sausage.
Well, they can't. They got too big for themselves. They got too much shit on the menu. They got fucking, the real estate's fucking going up.
The overhead. I forgot. I think Goldman has the joke. How big are the walk-in refrigerators in those places?
Yeah. It's insane. The one.
But that's bullshit.
I mean, it is bullshit. They think that. Well, because here's the thing.
So what? I'm going to buy a piece of cake for $3.50 and all of a sudden I can sit there for 6 hours and drink $100 worth of coffee? What kind of fucking bullshit is that? What if I buy 2 cups of coffee?
What do you mean if you buy 2 cups of coffee?
If I want to sit there and have 3 cups of coffee.
Uh-huh.
And I buy 1 cup of coffee. And uh-huh. Then he goes, no, you got to buy another cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I go, all right, give me another cup of coffee. So now I'm paying for 2 cups of coffee. Now I should have free refills, no? Because I bought more than one cup of coffee.
If you want to look at it like that, sure.
He's got to buy another item. All right, my other item's a cup of coffee. And now keep them refills fucking coming, Jerko.
Get out of here. Give me some more half in his.
None of that sweet and low bullshit.
He was probably just being a jerk-off. See, that goes back to the thing. It's individuals just being fucking jerk-offs. That's the fucking problem, okay? That's the problem, regardless of race. That's the problem. The dickhead manager that called the cops on the two black guys. The fucking lady that called the cops. The fucking other lady. This one, that one. The cop that did this. It's individual fucking jerk-offs that ruins everything for everybody. The guy sitting on the fucking stairs downstairs. The girl that fucking yelled at you.
Yeah. But I got to be honest, too. I've been getting real mouthy with cab drivers recently.
Yeah?
When I'm out of the cab. When I'm walking as a pedestrian. I've been yelling at a handful of cab drivers this week. Hey, fuck you, buddy. What the fuck are you doing? It's a big one. And I hit the fuck pretty hard.
You're yelling at guys in cars with their windows up on the street.
Up or down. I'll yell at a cab driver because I don't think a cab driver will get out of the car and fight me.
Pussy.
If it's a yellow cab driver, I'll yell at him. But the guys like in the Corollas and stuff, I think they'll get out.
Oh, they'll get out with a fucking Corolla.
They'll get out and shoot the fair one. Dominican guy from the Bronx. Fucking no way, Jose.
Holy shit. All right, what do you got?
Well, I had that. I thought you were going to riff on that for a little bit and then go, ha ha, what do you got?
What, the fucking...
I mean, screaming at fucking cab driver.
Well, you're obviously clearly losing it.
Yeah, I'm getting a little... But, dude, when it changes and then they try to sneak through, you know what I mean? Like, the light changes and they still try to sneak through at rush hour when there's, like, fucking 400 people trying to cross the street.
The bike riders are the worst.
It's like, fuck you, man. What the fuck are you doing? Like, all because... I mean, you don't even have anybody in the car. Like, what are you doing?
People are
fucking
pieces
relax.
Of shit.
That's a whole thing, getting real mouthy with taxi drivers. Oh, the whole MTA, that's a thing. What's your policy on giving up a seat? Because I had a couple of calls today where I'm like, I don't know, and I'm like, Foley would definitely not.
No.
You'd have to be missing legs and...
No, I'm big on that, actually.
The subway?
No.
You're big everywhere, pal.
Any man?
No way.
Except unless it's an older guy.
70.
Of course.
70. I'll give you 70.
Of course.
At 70, you got to have a cane. 75, you'll get it off the jump.
The women, you got to be older as well.
How old, though? Because you're old.
I know, I am. I mean, not my age. I don't feel 42. It's weird. And I look at
42,000 pounds?
I look at people like they're older. You know, like 50s, 55, 65.
How old's your mom?
64.
Ooh, could bounce a quarter off that thing. He keeps it tight back there.
Patty!
I give that thing a little patty, you know? Patty cake bakers, man, huh?
Yeah, they got to be older. Young people, no way.
If you're a woman...
Oh, kids. A mom with kids, I'm getting up and letting
them
sit
with
down.
Kids is different for sure. Kid in a stroller?
Yeah, kid in a stroller.
No.
Yeah, I let the mom sit down.
Nope.
Always.
No.
I do. Well, all right, you're a scumbag.
Oh, you fart?
No.
Yeah, you did. You fucking dirtball. Dan the man.
How do you feel about that?
What, you fart? No. I'm fucking pissed, dude. I'm sitting here with your dirtball burger farts? You're fucking gross.
Do you fart on the train?
That depends.
You know what's funny is...
I saw a girl digging on her way here, fucking knuckle deep. I'm like, lady, you're in a business suit. What are you doing?
Hold on.
Have a little tact, will you?
Justin Love?
For the listener, I am literally as far away as possible with these extending mic arms.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Strike a match.
You know, Justin.
Take a shoe off or something.
You know Justin B. Love, one
yes,
of the
yes, I know.
Here. Well, I get the feeling he doesn't like me.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Okay, well, you know how we got off the elevator here?
Yeah.
And he got on.
Mm-hmm.
I had just fucking laid one.
Oh, my God.
I didn't realize that somebody was going to be there.
What'd
waiting.
You eat? Bad meat? Drink sour milk?
So that's going to add. He's going to think I did it, not you.
Yeah, of course. Well, dude, if they're looking at me and you and someone smells like poop, they're not looking at me. Let's be honest here. You're the size of a gorilla.
Do you rip farts on the train?
Yeah, it depends, but yeah.
Really?
Sometimes.
Oh, I can't.
Not like crowded. Not like, yeah, I mean, it depends, like I said.
I have to do it around somebody that I know is going to appreciate it.
What? All right. You're fucking annoying me. All right, Russian guy, diner, no refills, go fuck yourself, whole empty.
Oh, I can explain the coffee thing to you, all right? Because people, it costs money, and people sit there all fucking day.
I get it, but it's not packed. You're not burning and turning under the, you know what I mean? Like, people are walking in there like, sit wherever. It's wide open.
I had a meeting.
You figured you want that, you know, a nice good-looking guy like me working as people walk by, I'm luring people in. There's probably chicks walking by going, I want to talk to that guy.
No, they're not.
Yeah, hot ones. Your mom. She's out there shaking her little tail feather. Shake it like a...
I had a meeting at a diner.
All right, we got to get into something,
but
hurry
up. I was in the middle of something.
All right, well, Dan the Man's coming back.
I had a meeting at a diner the other day, and it was empty. There was nobody in there. All right, it was in Remedy Diner in the East Village or
what?
Lower East Side.
Remedy?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Something like Hipster Diner. There was nobody in there.
No thanks.
There was nobody in there. Sure. I had to go there for a meeting, and I got a cup of coffee.
Stop saying that. Go there for a meeting.
I had to go there for a meeting.
Who are you meeting? I know everything you got going on.
You don't know everything I got going on.
Yeah.
I got a lot going on. Trust me, you would, buddy.
Yeah, okay. Man. You slept all day watching Seinfeld. You got squad douche.
Yeah, well, when you're in a position like I am, you can enjoy yourself every once in a while.
All right, whatever.
Anyway, we both were just going to get a drink, and she's like, no, you have to order something at the tables or go sit at the counter. It's like, you fucking bitch, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah. No, I get it.
You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah, it's fucked up. What would you do?
Order the soup. What the hell was I going
What do you have? What are the specials?
Just give me the meatloaf, lady.
Lady, who are we fooling? All right.
What do you got?
This is from...
Is this the grudge of the week?
No, this is the person that wrote in. We're not calling it the grudge of the week.
Is it from a hard-on?
It's a hardy.
Woo!
UK-based listener over there in Wales.
Uh-oh.
Why are you winking?
I don't know. Is it somebody we know?
In Wales? Who do you know in Wales?
I got a couple people over there.
No, you don't know this person. But I do want to plug them because they're...
I dated a couple whales. Folks, come on, please. Right in.
I do want to give a shout-out to him because he does... he's a podcast company. He does podcast transcription, media transcription, audio transcription, all that kind of stuff. So check him out, Nomad Transcription. He's got two things. One thing, he goes, slow walkers piss me right off. Slow walkers piss me right off, they do.
Get the fuck out of the way, mate. What's all this then?
It's a bloody fucking rush.
Trying to get your way here.
I got some crimpets.
Hello, governor.
I'm slowly falling out of it. I think slow walkers / the L. This gets dark. Those Brits.
No darker than last week.
Oh, man, that guy. He's been in the DMs.
My boss was mean to me.
Don't bring it up anymore. I got mad that I retweeted it because somebody tracked it down and found the article. And then he sent me the same article. This guy is losing it.
This guy's bonkos.
Oh, man, we're going to have to edit this out.
Really? Psycho killer.
I think slow walkers, the elderly, should only be allowed to walk around between the hours of 10 to 11:30 in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
Well, dude, if we sit into a radio studio and broadcast how much we want to fucking punch people and hate people, we're going to get a couple of wackos listening. If they are walking around and getting in people's way at any other time, we should be allowed to punch them in the back of the head hard. Oh, my God. Maybe if they see the potential consequences, they'd pick up their pace.
Old people? I mean, heck, could he yell at old people?
I don't know. He wants to yell at him. He wants to punch him in the back of the head. I mean, what do you mean, yell at him?
That's not really nice.
Yeah. That's for the listeners. Foley's trying to take a little pick here. And it ain't working.
Kippy's moving into it.
People
on their cell phones,
I mean, old people, that's one thing.
Old people? You can't listen. No one on this podcast or the OG Podcasting Network or H. Foley Incorporated, okay?
Or Fatso USA.
Or any of the many film projects I'm currently working
on. Fatso Limited.
Kevin Hart Productions. No one's condoning punching old people. Old people can move however they want.
Yeah, that's
I just said
up.
I gave up the seat. Now, if it's some fucking prick with
slow walkers.
Fucking with his cell phone out, fucking doing Pokemon Go or whatever the fuck. Yeah, elbow to the head.
Yeah, no, I'm with that. And then he switches gears. Also, this one's a little controversial here in Wales.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God. This hasn't been read yet either. He sent this to me as we were walking in.
Oh, no.
Nobody pre-screened this.
Hey, the problem with the Punjabs is that...
Is Wales in Chicago now? What's going on?
Whatever. Are you judging my acting?
Hello. Good to see you, eh?
Go fuck yourself, Kippy.
Also, this one's a little controversial here in Wales. I live in an area of Wales where everyone speaks Welsh, which I got to be honest with you.
It's something. I've heard it.
Yeah, it's probably like...
you don't know what's going on.
Fucking...
Gaelic.
Yeah.
Almost.
So that was your nickname in high school? Gaelic? Woo, doggy. This is a hot one, baby.
That freaks me out a little bit.
What?
To know that since I'm 100% Irish, that I didn't always, that, you know, we didn't always speak English. That we spoke like a weird language. Like, well, that's a weird language to me.
What, and, Welsh?
Yeah. You ever, like,
and it?
You ever hear like Irish people talk? Like,
oh, yeah, I've been there.
Ooh. Crazy.
I flew on an Irish airline from England to Dublin.
And the airplanes with the hair under the wings. Folks, come on, we're doing comedy here.
All right, whatever, gotta get going. If you don't speak Welsh in shops or getting on the bus, they'll judge you and people throw shade at you. It's at the point where even schools are teaching kids science
in
this shit nonsense.
Is shade in Welsh.
What? What?
Shade is shit in Welsh. You know, they throw shit at you. All right, whatever. Go ahead. I apologize.
Yeah, you should.
All right, I stink.
Dan the man. We got to edit this out.
Go ahead.
Sorry, you fucking threw me off here, you jerk off. It's at the point now where there even schools are teaching kids science in this nonsense half language. What makes me angry about it is the rest of the world wants to talk in English. Poor people in third world countries would love to learn English. It's the language of business, of web development. Oh, come on.
Nah, that's good. I like this.
Of web development, people are desperate to learn it, apart from the small corner of Wales who insist on carrying on this nonsense. Don't get me wrong, I'm Welsh myself, but in 2018, there are more pressing concerns than having to ask for milk and eggs using a weird throat sounds. That's it.
I'm with him on that.
Yeah, that's a little bullshit.
That's a little nationalist-y kind of thing, right?
Well, I don't know, because Wales and the UK, I mean, that gets a little dicey with what's going on with all of them.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, because it is technically, you know, part of the United Kingdom. Something on that way you're looking at it like I'm a fucking prick.
The what?
United Kingdom.
For God's sake, speak the Queen's English, man.
That's not the Queen's English.
Yes, it is.
No, you sound like some fucking pauper from fucking Heathrow.
Get this piece of shit out of here, mate.
You sound like you're running out of breath. Get this piece of shit out of here. Sound like a British guy who's crying. Get this piece of shit out of here. Fucking Aaron Nevins.
No
Aaron
that.
Neville's Neville's. Aaron Nevins.
Who's that? Anyway.
But yeah, I mean, maybe if there was like a class, like you shouldn't be teaching me. I don't know. I don't know. Who the fuck am I saying what a country should be
he's
teaching?
He's saying these country bumpkin
these
town
derelicts.
Folks. Yeah, they want to.
But they're not going into web development.
That's inclusion, though.
Someone's got to fuck the sheep.
Or that's seclusion. They're trying to be secluded. That's no good, man. I think we should all speak one language. I don't care what it is. Well, let's just get this.
You're
all
not
over.
Learning a new one.
Better be English. Or I'm in trouble. But it should be English, shouldn't it? Isn't English the best language?
In what sense?
It just makes sense to me.
You're fucking with me, right?
No, it sounds cool. Doesn't English sound cool? It sounds cool.
Compared to what other languages that you speak?
I speak a little Italian.
Hit me.
Buongiorno.
I speak a little... can.
Chef Boyardia.
I stole that from Conan.
No, you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
All the cool songs are written in English. Except for that Russian guy that does the thing with the... That guy's pretty cool.
What? I don't know that guy. No, I don't know him. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it's the fucking, you know, it's definitely the most popular language for sure.
Well, I would say to our Welsh friend, I wouldn't feel bad about that. That's fucking, they're punching the old ladies. Let's take it easy on that.
Yeah.
Focus
but
on.
But you have valid hard feelings with, you know, if they're teaching these kids this and it's ultimately a dead language.
Yeah,
you know
what are
mean?
You trying to make them be fucking.
Well, it's one thing, it's kind of weird that they're teaching a subject in that language rather than just being like, hey, this is, you know, like you have English class or so.
Sure.
You know, like we have English class where it's like, hey, this is how you speak English. Like, hey, this is Welsh class where, you know, you learn how to speak Welsh.
Yeah.
But then to like teach others. If everybody else, if your business and everything is...
You're handicapping these kids.
A little bit. They're just, you know, I don't know.
What, do you want them to stay there and fucking work the sheep or whatever the fuck they do? You don't want to do that.
Someone's got to do it. Can't all be hoity-toity web designers.
Would you work the sheep?
I'd work the balls.
Ooh, gentlemen.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this up here, buddy.
Guys, this has been an episode of the Hard Feelings Podcast on the OG Podcast Network.
We will have some merch coming very soon. I'm sealing the deal as we speak.
That's what he's going to Cartagena for. Today our business is cocaine, see?
You guys get a dime bag with our name on it. No, so we'll have some cool merch. We were going to do t-shirts and stuff like that, but I think I have some other ideas that I want to do. So we're looking into that now.
The old Ryan switcheroo. Pay for one thing, get another. Stickers, I got an ashtray.
Whatever, that's more expensive.
Actually, we should have Hard Feelings ashtrays.
Yeah. For your mom. Henry. I can't see your head anymore.
I'd be interested to know what percentage of our listeners smoke.
A good amount. I don't know. Not a lot of people smoke that much anymore. But hold on, let me get this out. Guys, please continue to rate, review the podcast on iTunes. Also, please share this. Tell a friend. We want to keep growing, keep moving. We're doing it. The numbers are going up every week. We're thrilled. I'm like, I'm ecstatic with the growth of this, and we want to keep pushing it. So please, like, text a friend, email a friend, fucking post it on Facebook, just or even go to our Twitter and retweet or share it. I mean, and there's already a bunch of people that do this. They share on Twitter and Facebook, but just do it. Just help us out. Help a brother out. We're in here every fucking week breaking our backs for free. I'm tanking over here. No, but we appreciate all the support, and thanks so much, guys.
See you guys next week. I love you. Bye. Yeah.